Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, KC.
Oh, hey.
I've been thinking about this guy. I really feel a lot. And
yeah.
Everything that he's been through, I just want him to trust me.
He should.
I'll never hurt him, but...
But what?
You know,
love. If he loves you, he needs to show you that he loves you.
I just feel like...
Let me be the one who can take you from all the things you see. Trust in me, I can be there for anything you need. Give it all to me, baby. Don't you run from me, baby. I'll give you every little piece of me. No, I won't leave out a thing, cause I love
you. I know you've seen a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. But I won't hurt you, I'm down for you, baby.
I know you've seen my life.
I know you've seen a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. But I won't hurt you, I'm down for you, baby.
I'm down for you, baby.
Now
let me show you love can be easy. You just let it be.
Let it be.
Nothing is promised, but I believe it. You give me everything.
Trust.
And I give you everything that I got, and I won't stop till you get it right. All the trust and all the love, I know we got a lot, baby. And all I'm
thinking
is
your life. Don't you feel like this can't be right,
baby?
I won't hurt you, I'm down for you, baby.
Lay them down.
Welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees, and thanks for joining us tonight on this anniversary of September 11th, on which we remember those who were injured or lost their lives in the terrorist attacks that happened that day. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, creator and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. And on Relationships 360 Degrees, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. And you were just listening to Trust by Keisha Cole featuring Monica to kick off tonight's Trust Issues edition of the program. Tonight's expert guest is the author of a best-selling book on the topic. Dr. Carl Hindy wrote, If This Is Love, Why Do I Feel So Insecure?, which was featured on Oprah. We'll explore the book tonight, plus try to help you identify your trust and insecurity issues and provide you with tips on how to overcome them so they don't destroy your relationships. But first, a bit more background on Dr. Hindy. He's a doctoral level clinical psychologist for over 25 years. He provides marriage, premarital, family, teen counseling, and individual psychotherapy in his Nashua, New Hampshire office. He also consults and writes on relationship topics, mentors other counselors, and is involved in many aspects of his profession. Dr. Carl, welcome to Relationships 360.
Well, thanks very much, Tiffany. A pleasure to be with you. And, you know, it didn't even occur to me until you just said it that this is September 11th, and the anniversary is September 11th, 2001. And it strikes me as sort of interesting that here we are talking about feelings of security. I remember back to September 11th in my office with a client watching the computer screen when all that was happening in New York City and the airliners and all. And it's interesting that what were we all doing at that moment of such insecurity and such lack of knowledge of what was going on? We were all on the phone and emailing and trying to connect with the people who are meaningful in our lives. So what do we do when we feel insecure? We try to reach out and establish and validate our connections to other people. And so that seems so relevant to the topic today. How do we feel secure and comforted in our connections with other people rather than uncertain and worried and anxious and obsessed? So interesting day to be talking about it.
Absolutely, and I would have to say I felt some anxiety myself taking the subway, into the middle of the city today. So, absolutely. We definitely want to talk about, you know, how we can how you can help our listeners overcome their insecurities, that they have in their relationships with their families, their friends, in their romantic relationships, and just in life in general. So we'll delve into that in just a few minutes. You know, I was hoping to have you on a few months ago to discuss the pros and cons of premarital counseling. But, I think, you know, you're a very, very appropriate guest for this show, you know, having written a book about the anxieties and insecurities people deal with while in, you know, all of those relationships that I mentioned. So thanks again for being part of the program.
Well, you're welcome. You know, it occurs to me on the whole trust issue, you know, maybe question number one is, you know, what do we mean by trust? It's one of those words that we throw around a lot, and, you know, psychologists and self-help people are, you know, guilty of throwing around so many words that we don't really define, you know. We always talk about self-esteem and self-confidence and ego and narcissism. You know, we have all these words. I think of trust as our expectation that we can rely on the words and deeds of another person. What is our expectation that we can rely on his or her words or deeds, that what he or she says or does can be counted on, that person has your back and that you know it and that you can rest assured in that, as opposed to always questioning, wondering, doubting, testing. I'm sure many readers have done